Thank you very much, Sophie. Back to news items. It seems the city hosts a number of different hobbies. If it's cards that take your fancy, then this item is for you. An inaugural cribbage day at the Forum. And then it seems we have more active walkers in Norwich than most places. First, however, a magical touch from a local student.
A former student of a Norwich college has claimed a record-breaking award after dazzling judges. Matthew Lamotte, who qualified as a sports therapist from City College, is the first person to claim the Magic Circle Close-Up Magician of the Year award in consecutive years. A record number of entries were received for the 2018 competition, and a short list of eight performed live to determine the victor at the Magic Circle's headquarters in London. The competition took place in front of a panel of expert judges and an audience, as well as being live-streamed to members of the Magic Circle across the globe. Each performer had 8 minutes to entertain and were assessed for their skill and originality. Mr. Lamotte, whose repertoire includes pushing bottles through tables and vanishing jewellery, said he was more nervous this time around. He said, "I'm currently writing a show for the summer, and I'm hoping to take that to a few places in East Anglia, and Norwich is definitely on the list."
Players young and old joined in to mark the inaugural International Cribbage Day in Norwich. More than 30 people turned up to the Forum to play the card game which was invented in Norwich. The game, which involves two or four players, a wooden board, pegs and a deck of cards, was created by Sir John Suckling, who lived at Suckling House in Norwich in the 1600s. As well as the session at the Forum, a competition was also due to be held at Cinema City.
New figures released by the Department for Transport reveal the walking habits of people across the region. The data comes from the Active Lives Survey, which is conducted annually, and asks people from across the country about their levels of physical activity. The survey reveals Norwich has some of the most active walkers in the country, while only 43% of people in Breckland walk continuously for 10 minutes on a weekly basis. Ben Jones, Director of Active Norfolk, said it was important to find ways of fitting exercise into increasingly sedentary lifestyles. He said, "These figures reflect the ongoing challenge of incorporating physical activity into our daily lives, which have become increasingly sedentary, both in the workplace and at home. Regularly walking is also linked with maintaining a healthy weight, and the latest figures from Public Health England show that more than half of adults across East Anglia are overweight or obese, with highs of 67% in Waveney and King's Lynn and West Norfolk."
Historical ale trails will be launched at this year's City of Ale as points of interest around the fine city are brought into the usual pub crawls. The festival will return for its 8th year in May and will seek to build on the classic ale trails made up of pubs, of groups of pubs, 6 or 7 of them, bisecting the city. The trails guide visitors through the city to provide a view of its streets, lanes and architecture through the lens of its pub and rich brewing heritage, said Dawn Leader, co-chair of City of Ale. For the first time this year, the trails will include information about historic sites and landmark buildings along the way. Norwich City hosts will assist in guiding visitors round the city and steering them to a suitable pub. The city hosts are organised by the Norwich Business Improvement District, BID for short, the main sponsors of the City of Ale Festival. Norwich BID works to improve the economic success of businesses within the BID area and by supporting successful initiatives such as City of Ale. It seeks to increase the attraction of Norwich City Centre as a place to visit, work, live and enjoy.
More than 200 affordable homes could be delivered at a new development at Carrow Quarter, despite none being financially viable for the developer in one block of flats. Norwich City Council's Planning Committee approved a £48 million project for more than 300 homes in the area, 250 at Carrow Quay next to the apartments at Geoffrey Watling Way, which has had outline permissions since 2012, and a further 73 flats to the north, called Carrow View. While councillors described the Carrow View flats as bleak and horrible, both schemes were approved unanimously. Labour's Mike Sands for Beauthorpe said, "I couldn't envisage myself living there under any circumstances." Councillors welcomed the ambition for 66% affordable housing, double the policy requirement.
Now it's time for our last brief feature. Regular contributor Derek James reminisces about the site of the old Boar's Head pub in Surrey Street. His article is read by Sophie Yeomans.